People in Hong Kong are not giving up. More protests are planned in the coming days. Organizers say they're ready to escalate demonstrations if the Chinese government doesn't give in to their demands. The issue is Hong Kong's special status as a part of China, but with a separate democratic and legal framework. One country, two systems, it's called. Protesters and their supporters say that arrangement is now under threat. Among them, Hong Kong-born pop singer Denise Ho. Her music is popular with Hong Kongers, but if you Google the name Denise Ho right now, this is what you're more likely to find.
The Vienna Declaration guarantees democracy and human rights. Yet in Hong Kong today, these are under serious attack. Last month,
that's Denise Ho speaking to the United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva this week. She was repeatedly interrupted by the Chinese government's representative during that session, and today a government spokesman called her delusional. Denise Ho joins us on the line from Hong Kong. These protests, Denise, started last month. There have been some dramatic scenes from the demonstrations, over a million people and some protest marches. But what has all this accomplished so far?
Yes, hello, Marco. The change that I have seen the most prominent is among the people. This is a movement that is very unique in itself because we have no leader. We have no one particular organization that is leading the crowds. It's really a very organic and a very everyone pitches in sort of a movement. Of course, we had some down moments during this month, but I have seen people becoming even more creative than we were in the beginning, changing our ways of protesting, using different tactics, and also there is a sense of coexistence between people who have different ways of doing these protests. And so this is a very big change from what we had during the Umbrella Movement, because back then there were a lot of conflicts between the people protesting. Of course, we are not seeing a very big response from the Chinese government or the Hong Kong government right now. But
maybe not a big response from Beijing. I mean, even with all these people turning out and these new tactics, you're still in the shadow of Beijing, aren't you?
Well, I mean, that is the original state of being in Hong Kong, where we are legally a part of China, but we are also legally a autonomous special administration in itself in China. And that is something that we have, from day one fighting for. Is our autonomy. Of course, there are a lot of rumors and propaganda saying that the people are requesting for Hong Kong independence, but that is just basically not true in the majority, because we have been asking, as I said in my United Nations short speech, we have been asking for our one country, two systems to be implemented properly, which has not been the case. 22 years in, we are still seeing a lot of erosion in our whole system.
Right. You mentioned in Geneva, yeah. You mentioned deceitful promises made by the central government in Beijing since the handover of Hong Kong to China in 1997. What were you referring to? What deceitful promises?
Well, for one thing, we were promised universal suffrage, which means that we could elect our own chief executive in the year 2008. And right now we are in 2019 and we do not see that happening anytime soon. Beijing has put forward some rules where they have said that they would be the ones choosing the candidates for people to elect, which of course means it's not a real universal suffrage. No, just in this very basic sense of the one country, two systems, it is just not working.
So protesters have set a new deadline today for the government to respond to their demands. What are you demanding?
We are at the moment still demanding for the extradition bill to be withdrawn, where the government, they have said that the bill is dead, but obviously for us it is just a word play, because there is no legal term as in the bill is dead. You have to either withdraw it or you can delay it, but you cannot suspend it. There is no such thing as suspension. So this is the prominent thing. And then also we are requesting for those who have been unjustifiably arrested just to release them. And because we have seen a lot of police brutality, police arresting people for no reason on the streets, And for myself, I think eventually I do believe that we have to come back to the question of universal suffrage. It's only when we can really elect our own legislative council and chief executive officer that is when we can really have control over our own legal and judicial system.
So you're an activist and a celebrity. Evidently, you're also a cat owner. What difference does it make when a famous singer says these things as opposed to someone like, you know, activist Joshua Wong, who only has activist credentials?
For one thing, it raises curiosity, I guess.
Does celebrity status give you a level of safety? Like, are you concerned for your own safety right now?
I have a lot of friends who are concerned for my safety after my speech in the UN. But personally, I do believe, you know, what you said just now is right. My celebrity might be somewhat of a protection for me right now.
Denise Ho in Hong Kong, thanks very much for speaking with us.
No, thank you, Marco. Thank you.